are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans. Welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. My name is Patricia Traina, and I am joined by special guest Chris Bisiano of the Giant Insider and the Giant Insider podcast. He's been helping me break down the New York Giants 2018 season unit by unit. So this week we are doing all offensive units. We've done quarterbacks, we've done receivers, we've done running backs. Today we are going to do tight ends. Tomorrow we'll finish up the week with offensive line. We're going to save the most interesting one for last, Chris. But you know, hey, tight ends is certainly an interesting position considering how Pat Shurmur used them this year.
Yeah, no question about it. It went a lot of, you know, he went 13 personnel sometimes, and, you know, Engram was very involved in the last few games of the season. I was happy to see that. Seemed like Shurmur got comfortable with Engram, right? The way he wanted to put him in game plans, and he got him in space and all that. And, you know, Red Ellison was okay, Pat. I have to be honest with you, Pat. I thought he was a better blocker coming over here from Minnesota. To me, he's just been okay, you know, nothing special. Simonson's been, you know, he's been all right at times. I guess he plays special teams, does a little blocking here and there. But, Pat, to me, next season, we'll talk about it as we move along now, but next season, they have to get Evan Engram more involved.
Mm-hmm. They most definitely do. And you know what? Let's start with Evan Engram since he is, you know, a number one draft pick from 2017, a kid who kind of had a slow start to his season. Also had some injuries that he dealt with that cost him, he lost games 4, 5, 6
early
in the season. And then I think he lost two games due to a knee injury later on in the season. But he finished up strong. And I'm looking at his stats here on Pro Football Focus. Finished up with 45 receptions out of 63 pass targets for 71.4% reception rate, which is a lot better than what he did as a rookie when he caught 59.3% of his passes. The yardage was down. He only caught 577 yards, and the touchdowns were slashed in half, 3 touchdowns. But otherwise, another number that fell, and I was happy to see fall, the drops. He had 3 drops as opposed to the 11 he had in 2017. Yeah. No interceptions on balls targeted his way. And basically his rating shot up from 82.4 his first year to 115.6 his second. So definitely some improvement there by the second year tight end.
Yeah, Pat, you know what? The most important one in my eyes was those drops. All right, last year, that's a ridiculous number, 11. It was definitely a concern. This year, he has 3 drops, and it was the beginning of the year, if you remember, and everybody was like, oh, here we go again. This kid just cannot solve this problem, and he's never going to progress as a tight end dropping a ball. Well, guess what? The latter half of the year, he did not have that issue at all. Okay, so that was a very positive sign, Pat, because you know what? He's not going to – Pat, if he continued this – the method of the continuation of dropping balls and sometimes easy balls, Pat. Sometimes big situations he was dropping balls, and if that continued, Pat, he had no future in his team. He was just going to run his rookie contract, and he would have been gone. You can't have a tight end dropping balls in key situations. That's what he did. He didn't do that, Pat, the last part of the year, and that's a big, big positive going into 2019.
Definitely. And, you know, Chris, I'm looking at his usage by position. And, again, according to Pro Football Focus, the numbers break down 6 snaps total in the backfield, 243 in line, 169 from the slot, 57 split out wide. I got to tell you, I would like to see next year that inline number drop a little bit. Right. And I would like to see the slot and wide split out wide numbers increase. What about you?
Yeah, me too. You know, I like to see that because he's such a weapon, Pat. You know, he's just so fast and he's a strong kid. I like to see that too, man. You know, I think Shurmur's going to really be creative. I thought he was going to be more creative with him this year, Pat. I think but I think next year he's going to be really creative with him. I really do. But yeah, what was the number? 57 on the outside, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that number has to go up because you got to take advantage of him, man. You got to take advantage of this kid's size. And Pat, you know what I really want to see it go up? I want to see when they're in the red zone. I want to see him lined up on the outside. You know what? We don't have the big receivers. So you know what, Pat? Get him on the outside. Throw a fade to him. Let him match. Let somebody else match up on him one-on-one. And let him go up and go get a pass. You know, let him go up and go get the ball on a little fade or something like that. So, yeah, no question. 57 snaps on the outside, a lot on the inside. Let's get that number up a little bit on the outside.
I'm with you on this. And, you know, I'm looking at a further breakdown on how he was used throughout the year. He was used primarily to pass block. Let me take that back. Run block 123 times versus 19 times pass blocking.
Right.
And, you know, look. I admire the job, you know, that Ingram does. He tries to be, you know, to block, but he's not going to block a defensive end. I mean, to ask him to block a big defensive end or a speed guy, just to me, not a good use of his talents. Would you agree?
Yeah. Listen, you know, him one-on-one, him blocking an edge guy or a linebacker come off the edge is just not his game. No. Yeah. So, you know, listen, it happens. I mean, a lot of times, they'll max protect and he has to block, but definitely not the strength of his game. He's improved a little bit on it in blocking, you know, from his rookie year. He works at it. He's gotten a little bit better, but that's not his game, you know. Yeah. His game is, you know, run him in those seams. Get him in those space, you know. And, you know, let's get him on the outside more. That's where he needs to be more effective. But you know what, Pat? That's what we brought Ellison over for, too, right?
Yeah.
So forget that blocking on the inline, max protect blocking. And he's been all right at it, Pat Ellison. But I don't know. Maybe it's me, Pat. But how about you? But I don't see much, you know, I don't see much out of Ellison in that category.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, when they brought Ellison over here and especially when they hired Shermer, I thought, oh, he's going to play a huge role. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did. He got. You know, a fair amount of snaps. Let me just look up the snaps real quick. Snaps by position. So he got a fair amount. It came out to, let's see, inline 438, slot 91, wide 14. He lined up 9 times as a extra tackle on the offensive line. So, but I just didn't see. Now, to be fair, Ellison did have some injury issues. He had the foot, and I can't remember what he had earlier in the year. I can't remember if that was.
Yeah, something with his neck. I think it was something with his neck, if I remember right.
His neck, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I just.
Pat, do you have his rating? Do you have his rating in front of you right now? PFF, his rating? What did they give him?
For receptions?
No, for tight end overall rating, Ellison. What did they give him? They give him below average? What did they give him?
Let's see. Overall, his rating is. Let's see. I have great. Oh, here we go. Oh, let's see. They have offense, receiving, drop, fumble, pass box. So I got to look at it.
All right. Okay. I thought he had it in front of him. I was curious if they gave him a below average, whatever they gave him. Number wise.
No, I'd have to pull it up. But
okay, no problem.
But I'm looking at the run blocking, and it's not there. I mean, the numbers just, you expect him to do a little bit more, and you know, given the cap hit that he has next year, you know, the Giants are going to want to keep an extra tight end. All right, we know they're going to want to have at least two, if not three. But can you keep Ellison's cap hit? You know, I'm looking up his number right now.
It's 5.
But I know it's high. I'm going to tell you what
it's 5. It's 5.7.
Yes, 5.75. Yeah. So I mean, can you keep him for that kind of money? I mean, it's not you know, going to choke you necessarily. But if mm-hmm. if you get rid of him, it looks like you get a $2.5 million dead cap hit. You save 4.5. So it's doable, but. I just don't know what to make of him. I don't know how much that injury actually affected him, to be honest with you. I mean, did you think that was the problem, or was it how they used him? I mean, what did you see?
Listen, I'm looking at it now, Pat. PFF actually had him rated pretty high, 34th rated tight end in the league. But I don't know, Pat. I don't see much of an impact. You know, he was injured a lot more than he let on beginning of the season. No question about it. He was playing, if I remember right, Pat, it was a shoulder or a neck, whatever it was. But, you know, he had 23 receptions. You know, he helped out, you know, at 25 receptions. He, you know, he was a little effective. And I expect a little more I expected Sherman to get him a little more involved in that area. He didn't. He had the one touchdown. I think it was in Houston in week three, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. He was okay blocking, Pat. I don't think he's going anywhere, Pat. I really don't. I think he'll be back next year. I don't know about the next year. He takes over $6 million here. I don't know about that, but I think he will be back. I just like to see a little bit more point of attack blocking at Ellison. You know, I mean, Pat, can you think of a time in two seasons that you said, oh my God, Ellison just wiped that guy out? Anytime, Pat?
No, I can't.
I mean, he does a nice job at time, max attack. He's all right. But, you know, I want to see a guy at point of attack. You know, I want to see him hitting some guy. I want to see him wiping guys out from that tight end from the inline position. I just don't see it, Pat, with him. I really don't. But he's going to be back. I don't think there's any question, Pat, that, you know, it'll be him and Engram. And then, you know what does Sherman kept? He kept four, if I remember right, in training camp, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's going to keep four again, Pat. And, you know, I don't know who the other two are going to be. But Ellison will be here next year. And I don't think they're going to ask him for a reduction like that. So I just want to see a little bit more, Pat.
Well, actually, Chris, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. And then I'm going to lay something on you regarding whether or not Ellison will actually be back. So, folks, stay with us while we take our short break.
Hey, Giant fans, NFL playoffs are here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Don't be the person with no rooting interest this year with Super Bowl 53 just around the corner. Make sure you're ready for the daily action by signing up at MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win, they're committed to excellent customer service, and they offer the craziest props. Remember, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money during the postseason, you've got to go to MyBookie. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus when you use the promo code LOCKEDON in setting up your account. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants. You're with Patricia Traina and special guest Chris Bisciano of the Giant Insider. We are breaking down the New York Giants unit by unit, looking at 2018, spinning ahead for 2019, and today we are doing tight ends. And Chris, prior to the break, you were talking about, you know, you think Red Ellison is going to be back.
Yes.
And listening to you, I was pulling up Scotty Simonson's numbers.
Yeah.
Now, disclaimer here, I have no idea how Pro Football Focus arrives at their grades.
Right.
I'm not sure I even agree with some of the grades, because obviously there are other factors that go into, you know, whether a guy made a tackle or made a block or whatever. Mm-hmm. But based on the numbers alone, Scott Simonson started off slow, mm-hmm. but then he got better as the season went on. In the second half of the season, we're talking overall grades of 68, then he dipped down to 51.2, then it's 67.2, 67.6, 61, 65, and then he finished up against Dallas, 72.3. He got better, according to these numbers, as the season went on. And if you look at, you know, what he gave up in terms of, you know, pressures allowed, he gave up a total of three total pressures, and all three of those pressures came in the first half of the season. He pitched shutouts in the second half of the season. So I wonder, you know, going back to our discussion about Ellison and the contract, do maybe the Giants swap Ellison out and keep Simonson, bring him back, and maybe add another young tight end, whether it be this kid Dickerson or another guy to be named later?
It's a possibility, Pat. I mean, I don't think they will do that. I think Ellison will be back. But that's a possibility if they're looking for some cap relief, right? No question about it.
Yeah.
Simonson, like I said, wasn't bad. He had some key penalties, some holes at times. But listen, you know what, Pat? If they're looking for some more cap money, that's definitely a possibility. I mean, listen, they definitely going to be looking for more cap money. I mean, they only like 30, whatever it is, $27 million right now. Mm-hmm. But you know what? And Sherman really likes Ellison too, man. So I don't see it happening, Pat. I think Ellison will be back.
I think you're probably right. And especially, I'm just looking here. I want to see Simonson on his reception grades. Let me take a look and see what he did with his receiving grades. Let's see, receiving grades. Let's see how he did here. He was targeted 13 times, 9 receptions. Ellison at least gives you a little bit more of a pass target.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good when he's targeted. He's pretty reliable. So, you know, it would be hard for me to say that, oh, you can definitely swap out, you know, Simonson for Ellison. But you got to give it some thought there, especially if they're going to use, you know, Ingram more as a receiver next year, and whoever the second tight end is as more of an inline guy. You got to have to prioritize, and I think that could be a tough decision to make. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be because, you know, like you said, Ellison is a $5 million hit, almost a $6 million hit next year. But, you know, Ingram's just not a good block. He's just an okay blocker, Pat. So I think that if Ingram could block besides be a receiver, I think if he was a real solid blocker, then maybe I think Ellis's job might be in trouble, Pat. But since that Ingram really doesn't block well, and Ellison definitely blocks better than him, I think he's safe, Pat. I think he will be back.
Yeah, I to me it makes sense, but like I said, I just have that one little shred of doubt.
Yeah, well, it's justifiable, no question.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know, and you know, you mentioned the cap money. You said that $27 million is the estimate. Now, for those wondering, that does not include any carryover from this year. That does not include any postseason accounting. And by accounting, I mean the addition and subtraction of incentives that were either made or not made. For example, if a guy had an incentive in his contract that he get, you know, $1 million per game, he was on the 53-man roster and he only played in half the games, that becomes a credit back to the cap. So there's still, you know, quite a bit of accounting, and we won't know that number until I would say probably February, mid-February at the soonest.
Yeah.
But you're right. You know, the Giants are going to need more cap money, and there are going to be other places they can get that money from. We can certainly talk about them as we go forward. I know we mentioned Eli, you know, when we did the quarterback, but still something to keep an eye on, because, you know, the tight end position is an integral part of Shermer's offense. And it's just, you know, to me, Ellison was too up and down for my taste. Again, don't know how much of that was due to the injury, but something to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. Because of his cap hit number, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
but we'll see. Listen, it's going to be an interesting few months, Pat. You know, obviously, starting with number 10, right? Mm-hmm. If he's back next year, that straps, you know, that's a $23 million hit. Now, if he isn't, then that frees up a lot of other stuff. So, listen, Pat, you know what? It's to be determined, my friend. We'll see what happens. We'll see which way Gettleman's going in the next few months.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're barely at the middle part of January. I mean, Gettleman and the coaches and the personnel people, they're all doing their evaluations and figuring out which way they want to go and how they're going to approach things. And if the answers will start to come, you know, become clear. But, you know, what we can do in the meantime as football writers and analysts ourselves, we can look at tape, we can make educated guesses based on cap hit, based on production, and based on all this stuff, and just try to keep emotions out of it. You know, I know people say, oh, you know, don't fall too in love with this player and whatnot, but you know, when I say something, I usually do keep the emotions out of it, and I'm looking at the business side of it, but that's just how I operate, so.
Yeah, this is the business time of year, Pat. Coming up.
It is.
Who gets cut? Who gets restructured? Who gets this? You know,
And you can't take it personally either. No, I mean, it sucks. You don't want to see guys lose their jobs and their livelihoods, but that is part of the business,
Pat,
unfortunately.
Like they say, like you said in The Godfather, it's strictly business.
Exactly. Chris, let's take our final break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about let's talk about 2019. The Giants had this kid Dickerson on the roster, so we'll talk a little bit about him and what we think the Giants might do with the tight end position. So, folks, do stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Locked On Giants. Patricia Traynor here with Chris Bizziano of Giant Insider. A lot of Giants in that sentence. I knew I was going to trip up
Giants.
Over that.
Yeah.
You're on Locked On Giants with Giant Insider co-host Chris Bizziano and Inside Giants football writer Patricia Traynor. And we are talking Giants football, Giants tight ends to be precise. And Chris, let's spin ahead on 2019 regarding the tight end position. Now, you know, they had this kid, Garrett Dickerson. Mm-hmm. We didn't see a whole lot from him. He bounced back and forth on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I'm just checking to see. Did they also put a kid on – did they have somebody on IR? Yeah. That's practice squad IR. Let's see.
Yeah.
They have one. No, they didn't put a kid on IR. I thought they finished the season with someone. But anyway, how do you see them, you know, playing out this tight end spot? I mean, because if Sherman wants four, I'm not so sure if Dickerson's back. You know, I Simonson, like I said, is going to be an unrestricted free agent. We don't know if they're going to keep, you know, Red Ellison. Do you think they approach this in the draft? Do you think that they look free agency? How would you approach it if you're them?
I think exactly what Gettleman did this year. I think he'll bring in a couple undrafted free agents, Pat. I don't think Simonson, you know, he's a free agent, Simonson. I mean, I don't, you know, they might give him another, I don't know, maybe a 1-year deal, but I don't expect him back, Pat. Dickerson, I don't know much about, right? We don't even know. We didn't even see him play. I mean, so I can't tell you about anything about Dickerson, but no, I don't expect him. And I think he'll fill the spots with the competition, Gettleman likes to do, bring in a lot of, you know, undrafted free agents and battle it out for the third and fourth. I mean, beginning of the year, we didn't think Simonson and Garrett Dickerson were going to be the 3 and 4 tight ends, you know? So I expect Ingram, and I do expect Ellison back. And I think via the free agency, that will fill in the third and fourth spots.
Yeah, I really think they're going to look to bring in a couple guys. I wouldn't rule out if maybe they add somebody late in the draft. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but I could see that being a possibility. Right now, like we talked about with the receivers, they're going to have maybe 10, if not 11 draft picks. And while I don't think they're going to keep all the picks, I could see them maybe using a day 3 pick on a tight end, just somebody to develop, because just as Shermer seems to like developing quarterbacks, I get the impression he likes to develop tight ends as well.
Yeah, he likes to go 2-3 tight end sets, right? He likes that, Sherman, you know. So, yeah, listen, Pat, it's not out of play. It's very possible. You got 11 picks, you know what I mean? So you could do that. And, you know, because, listen, besides Ellison and Ingram, there's no definite tight ends on this roster, you know. So, I mean, will you throw in a 6th-round pick, 5th, whatever it might be? Yeah, it's possible, Pat. No, I think they will look, you know, obviously, there's other needs on his team besides that, but it's very possible, you know, to use a late round pick on a kid they maybe he's a good blocker in college, Pat, right? They just strictly use it for that, something like that. Sherman could develop him a little bit. So we'll see. But there's two, in my opinion, Pat, there's two, obviously, with Ingram, I think Ellison will be back. And then the third and fourth spot, Pat, that'll be up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, that's one position that it looks like it's going to be clear, but, you know, look, I always tell people, just when you think you know what the Giants are going to do, they always pull a curveball, whether it be in free agency, the draft, or both. So just when you think you got it figured out, you find out you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in the training camp doing the 53, you know, I didn't think they were going to keep 4 tight ends, right? And they kept 4. So now that we know Shermer and the way he likes to think, you know, him and Gettleman – so now I'm looking at 4 for next year. I mean, I'm just assuming, Pat, they're going to go with 4, right? I mean, even though I remember when we did the 53. I did the 53. It was like, all right, they're going to go 3 tight ends, and he went 4. So, like you said, who knows what Gettleman's going to do? He might bring in 5 free agents, Gettleman, you know, undrafted free agents after the
draft. Didn't they have 5 in training?
Yeah. He brought in a bunch of kids for that position, you know?
So. Well, sure. Shermer likes his tight ends, eh? You know, look, if he's going to find a guy that he likes, more power to him, right?
Yep. So right after the draft, when he signed all these free agents, we'll see, you know? We'll see how many he brings in.
How many of them are actually tight ends?
Right, exactly.
Oh, goodness.
And we'll see. Listen, we'll see if they bring Simonsen back for another, you know, cheap, a 1 year kind of a, you know, a minimum type deal, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can't rule it out. And like, nope. You said, there was some progress made. And, you know, we'll see if they feel they have something there. But going to be an interesting position. I mean, like you said, though, at the top of the program, Evan Engram, they've got to get him in space more. I mean, that's where I think they fell down in their use of the position. But
Pat, they can't forget him when Odell's back.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Because you raise a good point. Because for 2 years in a row now, when Odell has exited the lineup due to injury, that's when Engram has seen his snaps increase. And you got to find a way to get them both involved, you know, on a consistent basis. I mean, I can't understand why they have trouble with that.
Pat, I understand Odell's the focal point. He's going to get a lot of targets and all that. I understand that. But guess what? This kid's a weapon. We can't just forget about him, especially Eli. We can't forget about him when Odell's on the field. When he's, you know, he'll be back for next year. We can't forget about this guy, man. This guy's a weapon. I want to see him more involved, Pat, when 13 is playing.
Amen, my friend. Amen. Chris, before we call it a show for today, tell everybody where they can find your excellent work.
Oh, thank you. You can find me and the senior editor, Jerry Foley, on Twitter, at Giant Insider. You can listen to our podcast twice a week, Giant Insider Podcast, me and Jerry, on Monday and Thursdays. And you can subscribe to the newspaper. Just go to giantinsider.com or just go to Twitter. You'll see it. It'll link you right into the subscription. And, Pat, thank you. I guess we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, we got plenty more to do. We've got offensive line, which we'll wrap up this week. And then next week, we're going to get into the defense. So make sure you're ready and rested for that. Because with the defense, Chris, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
You know what? This offensive line is going to be interesting when we talk about them.
That's true. Hey, this will be the warm-up act for the defense, for sure.
Yeah, we got to get this defense going there, Trina. We got to get this defense built up.
Yes, we do. We certainly
do.
All right.
That's right, this weekend. You saw a lot of defense this weekend,
Yeah, you saw a lot of defense in the wild card round, for sure. And I'll tell you what, it was nice to see, right?
Loved it, Pat. I loved it. I don't know about you, Pat. I don't know how you feel, Percy, but the 54-51 games, you could shove them up, you know what? I want defense. I like it.
I'm
an old timer, though. You know, I'm in the 50s. I'm used to the 70s, 80s football. Where you, you know, you play a little defense. I don't like the high score.
You're old school like I am. And we appreciate those old offensive battles and whatnot. So, all right, my friend, we'll call it a show. Folks, we will talk to you again on Friday when we do the offensive line. As always, we do appreciate you listening. And have a great day. For Chris Bisciano, this is Patricia Traina signing off.